Tokyo. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba hosted South Korean President Lee Jae-myung in Tokyo for talks aimed at reaffirming security cooperation and strengthening ties between the two neighbors. On his first official visit to Japan since taking office in June, Lee met Ishiba at the Prime Minister's residence to discuss bilateral relations and coordination under a trilateral pact with the United States. As the strategic environment surrounding both our countries grows increasingly severe, the importance of our relations, as well as trilateral cooperation with the United States, continues to grow, Ishiba said in a joint announcement. The two leaders agreed to resume shuttle diplomacy, expand youth exchanges such as working holiday programs, and deepen collaboration in areas including defense, economic security, and artificial intelligence. Both also pledged to work more closely in addressing North Korea's advancing nuclear and missile programs. Lee's snap election victory, following the impeachment of conservative President Yoon Suk-yeol, had raised concerns in Tokyo that relations might deteriorate. Lee has been openly critical of past reconciliation efforts, citing lingering anger in South Korea over Japan's colonial rule. Tensions resurfaced last week when Seoul expressed deep disappointment and regret over Japanese officials visiting a controversial Tokyo shrine honoring Japan's war dead. Yet, in Tokyo, Lee struck a conciliatory note, emphasizing his commitment to strengthening ties, as he had earlier signaled during a meeting with Ishiba at the G7 summit in June. Lee's decision to travel to Tokyo before visiting Washington was welcomed by Japanese officials as a sign of prioritizing relations with Japan. For Ishiba, whose leadership faces pressure after his party's electoral setback in July, the successful summit provided a potential political boost. Despite historical disputes, Tokyo and Seoul continue to rely heavily on Washington's security umbrella. Together, they host nearly 80,000 U.S. troops, dozens of warships and hundreds of aircraft. Both governments have also sought common ground on trade, agreeing to 15% tariffs on U.S. imports of their goods after former President Donald Trump threatened higher duties. "We agreed that unwavering cooperation between South Korea, the U.S., and Japan is paramount in the rapidly changing international situation, and decided to create a virtuous cycle in which the development of South Korea-Japan relations leads to stronger cooperation," Lee said alongside Ishiba. Lee's Tokyo visit comes just 2 days before his first summit with U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington, where talks are expected to focus on China, North Korea, and Seoul's financial contribution to hosting American forces.